The Purple Project Podcast Golf Edition continues, folks. Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. I am recording this on Thursday, May 5th, 2022. Won't come out to this weekend, as you can probably hear the rain outside the recording room here in Manhattan, Kansas, of course, where the Greer residence is at. Get right on into it here. As Haley Vargas with the golf theme here this weekend, obviously. Wow. She took home the Collegiate Championship this week. As mentioned in episode 98, well, not mentioned in episode 98 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition, which is now out currently wherever you listen to podcasts. Make sure you're subscribed, download it, do all those that type of podcasting stuff. On the K-State Purple Project Podcast, Haley Vargas took advantage of the opportunity there in Philadelphia. Folks, in Philly with the win there. And while her teammate, Gabriella McNally, finished second, a 1-2 finish for K-State in the PGA Works Collegiate Championship there as well. This was held at the Union League Golf Club there back on Wednesday of this week here. And Christy Knight, in a press release in the middle of the week, went on to say, quote, "I'm proud of both Haley and Gabriella." And she goes on and says, quote, "They both played great. This event was a wonderful experience for them. It provided 3 days of good competition on two difficult courses and a professional networking opportunity with the PGA of America." Yeah. That's a big, big opportunity there for those girls to cash, not only to cash in on that, but to cash in on playing well in front of all those professional women's golf players and media as well. So that's big for the shoes. This golf, on the flip side, this men's, boys, girl, or I should say women's and men's golf programs kind of going in the right direction. Obviously, yesterday in the weekly podcast, I talked a little more about the men and their NCAA berth in the regionals for the first time since 2009, coming up in another week and a half there. Here, the individuals for the women's team takes full advantage of that. Haley Vargas and Gabriella McNally there. Vargas captured her first ever collegiate win. That's huge. That's huge on any level. And I know the PGA Women LPGA Tour is the highest level, but damn, this is big for Haley there. She carded in that a career best low of 1 over par, 215. Yes, well, and playing on the two courses, par 70 of Torresdale and the par 72 Liberty Hill, Vargas tallied 2 even or under pars in the rounds, including an even par 70 in the second round and a 1 under par 71 in the third round. This is the first multi-even or under par round performance of her entire career. So you save your best for the end of the season here. So what a great time for Haley Vargas to do that, pull that off. Shows the hard work for these ladies. What they're putting in. Obviously, you know, good thing they're in Philadelphia, because this weather right here in Manhattan, Kansas, throughout the week has been pretty. I'm not gonna say the word I think I'm gonna say on here, but it's been pretty crappy to say the least here, raining every day and whatnot, and cold. Yeah, so to go up there and really take advantage of the good weather up there, pretty says kudos out there to the hard work that Haley Vargas put in throughout the season in the women's golf program as well. And then, we can't go off this daily without saying anything about her teammate, Gabriella McNally, who was finished three strokes behind Vargas in the second spot, who finished up the tourney with a 4 over par, 218, finished in second place. And McNally is a sophomore, and she knocked down 11 birdies throughout the 54 holes, and that was the most of anyone in her division.
and it was the first career top five finish for the Miko, Texas native there as well. And now, officially now, they're heading in the offseason now as the K-State women's golf team, well, they already actually wrapped up the Big 12, their Big 12 tournament a couple weeks out, and they finished ninth in that tournament. So, big-time momentum for these individuals, Haley and Gabriella, heading in the offseason here. And I hope, hope is not the right word. I want to y'all, I pray that they can use this momentum to springboard them into next season. I can't remember off the top of my head what year Vargas is at, as I'm trying to, I can't remember offhand. Let's see, it doesn't, yeah, I can't remember offhand right now what year Haley Vargas is. I'm pretty assume that she is coming back. We already know Gabriella is, so yeah, this is big. This should be a big springboard in the next spring or fall, the next time the women's golf program hits the links there as well. So Christy Knight should be, Coach Knight should be very happy and pleased that Haley Vargas and Gabrielle McNally had great performances out there, including a 1-2 finish for K-State out there in the PGA Works Collegiate Championship up Northeast in Philadelphia. We take home the crown there as well. A lot of mojo right now. The men's golf team preparing for its first regional action. They're going to have their hands full, but it's going to be, I'm very excited to see, kind of keep track on how they do against 12 other great opponents, which includes the 1-2 punch in the conference play of Oklahoma and Texas. That tournament is going to be held in Norman, Oklahoma. Well, yeah, of course it is, right? But anyways, K-State winners of the Collegiate Championship PGA style in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The Purple Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast, folks. Again, we're closing in on a big milestone here on this podcast. And guys, you're not subscribed to this podcast, You guys are missing out, and I'm gonna leave the door open for former fellow K-State alumni, even students. Former K-State athletes to reach out and more information on this later. But I feel like a lot of people are missing out on this podcast. Obviously, you have the big ones out here. I'm going on this little spiel, but hey, you're not subscribed to the Pro Project Podcast, you're missing out. So definitely, you want a different perspective from two former alumni who gone to K-State and and know quite a bit about K-State Lex. You want to turn this podcast right here. So that's all I want to say here. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast and make sure you download and listen to our new and recent episodes of the Pearl Project Podcast. We have reached episode 98. One to go before big time 100. Here for this podcast. Man, it's been something else to see kind of this little small time, as we call it, podcast kind of rise up here and rise up with the other K-State podcasts around the Manhattan, Kansas area. So it's been wonderful to see it from that. But that's going to close things out for this another golf edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast, which, if you are, you will be getting episodes daily, content daily, almost about any K-State athletic podcast that pops up there, including breaking news of basketball or football, as we are in the off season. So we're about to hit that time, besides baseball and track and field, what's going on this weekend with KU and track and field doing their thing at here in Manhattan, Kansas. Definitely, we're definitely been branching out, trying to bring on former K-State athletes on this podcast, as well as current ones as well. So trying to change things up a little bit, definitely. Obviously, wouldn't go out with, say, my co-host Alex Ain on the weekly edition of the podcast as well. So definitely make sure you subscribe, and make sure you definitely tell a fellow K-Stater about the Triple P podcast. That's going to do it for right now in this edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, appreciate y'all. Go Cats! The Purple Project Podcast continues.